As I look back over the buildings and the clouds, I got a new Rolex. Happy Christmas to me. I went and picked that up yesterday, and I got it on the whim because we just so happened to be walking in a design district in Miami. I picked up some other stuff, some Prada and all that stuff, and so we just so happened to be walking in a design district in Miami yesterday and doing a little bit of shopping, not Christmas shopping, but we just kicking it because we don't really celebrate holidays like that. I think that holidays, a lot of the times, it's for the kids, it's for the family, and a lot of my family, they like to travel for the holidays, so it's not even about gifts and stuff anymore, it's about experiences, right? So I went and I picked this watch up yesterday, and so it's beautiful, because I was not expecting for them to have my Rolex Date Sub with the gold and the stainless steel and all of that. This is a beautiful watch, absolutely beautiful, right? Now, it's one of the watches that's been on my bucket list, but I haven't been able to find it, and they just so happen to have it. And so I actually was supposed to buy two Rolexes, but they said that they had a limit of only being able to sell one because they had to make sure that it was some available for the other customers. So that's a whole nother thing, right? But then if you notice over the weekend and stuff, there's kind of been a drought when it comes to content, when it comes to people posting. A lot of people take off during the holidays. And not just with regard to content creation. When you look at corporate America, everybody slows down during December because everybody burning their PTO and they're having a good time. And people tend to pull back and then they have to ramp up during January. And then you know it's going to be a whole bunch of signups at the gym. And people going to get their New Year's resolutions. And then you can expect on New Year's Eve / New Year's Day, you're going to get a whole bunch of videos and posts on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube about what their New Year's resolutions are and how they're going to do things differently and how you have to take time off and all of that. And people keep trying to convince me that I need to slow down. I don't have that in me. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have that in me. I don't have an off switch that allows for me to then turn it on and turn it off. I'm always on. I'm never off. Right? I'm always on. I'm never off. When the weekends come and then Monday hit and when everybody trying to get geared up for Monday, I'm already in it. I'm already in the groove. And so I'm hitting everything and I'm taking control of everything and everybody. So by the time that you start getting ramped up, I'm already 10 times ahead of you. And then I look at the holidays and I look at the weekends as an opportunity to prepare to beat you even more, because not only are we not stopping, I then take Sundays a lot of time in order to prepare myself to continue to hit, right? And so it's a few different reasons why you can consider me a workaholic. I think that that's a Western culture thing. When you look at what's happening across the world and as you travel and you start to study other cultures, a lot of cultures, they don't have days off. They don't have PTO days. They don't have holidays that they take off for the family, right? They don't do that. Even if you look at Asians that then, or Chinese restaurants or whatever that come over here and they start their businesses, they may take off 1 or 2 weeks for the year that they go and visit China. But on Christmas and stuff, they are open. And they are one of the only businesses that generate revenue in most cities, not in Miami. In Miami, it's a lot of stuff that's still open. But they're one of the only businesses that make a ton of money on the weekends, right? And I'm not telling you, let's be clear, I'm not telling you what you should do. I'm not telling you you shouldn't spend time with family. I'm not telling you you shouldn't take the holidays off or anything like that. I'm telling you what my mindset is. And I think that in a lot of instances, when we think about how we've been conditioned to look at what success looks like or what time off looks like, it's all a programmed thing that's put into you in order to get you to do the thing that they want you to do. When you think about a lot of these holidays, think about Valentine's Day. And some places they got Sweetest Day. That's an opportunity that was created by companies and Hallmark to get them to be able to buy more stuff or to generate more revenue right after Christmas when things start slowing down. So now you get these man-made holidays, or you get these times that people use as an excuse to go out and spend a bunch of money and put themselves in debt to where they can't climb their way back. I look at success during the holiday season. If you're able to get into the new year because you've been disciplined the entire year, and then you finally am able to go into the new year without no debt. If you was able to get your debt down, why would you then put yourself back in a debt in the holiday season in order to make sure that retailers are boosted and the economy is up? I did a video where I was breaking down on my Anton Daniels channel when I was giving a tour of my property. And I was breaking down to the people why it was important for me to do it out of my own pocket and why I didn't believe in giving the banks interest just to substitute for growth, right? And somebody said to me in the comments, because I do go through the comments and I see what the sentiment of the people is, and they said, well, Anton, if everybody was rich, then, or Anton, if everybody didn't finance, then the banks would go and this and that and this. I'm not trying to convince the American people to do it the way that I'm doing it. I'm trying to reach out to my crew, my people, my bag chasers, to give them insight on why they are able to do it the way that I'm doing it, so they can be amongst the few that then get rich amongst the many that continue to program themselves to do things that's not best for them, for people that don't care anything about them. And so when I work, I don't look at myself as a workaholic. I just look at it as a normal part of the routine. I wake up the same way every day, the same time every day, whether it's Monday or a Sunday or a Saturday. I got the same routine every day. And then as I grow and as I'm productive, I find spots throughout the day or opportunities, or I plan within my calendar times for me to be able to enjoy other parts of life, right? It's just a part of life. It's normal. It's programmed within me to be productive. Are there changes that I can make to be more productive? Absolutely. I can get more sleep. I got 8 hours of sleep last night. Is there things that I can do to be more successful? 100%. That's why I changed the way that I eat, and I'm also changing the way, the times that I work out. We're gonna continue to fine-tune things, but when I see you sleeping, I see an opportunity to go and take your food. When you over there getting comfortable with your chick, I'm trying to figure out how I can hire her to be a part of my team and then program her to start looking at life a little bit differently so I can use her as a Swiss Army knife and be more successful. I want her up under me. When you over there relaxing and having a good time, I'm trying to figure out how it is that I can take your audience. I don't look at his holidays as a day, as a time to just take off. I look at it as a regular day that they then brand so that they can get you to do the things to allow for me to get richer. My mindset and what I look like as what I look at as success is different from yours. When you come from the places that I come from, and you come from being raised in the inner city of Detroit, I'm never going back broke. And what I consider to be broke is not living in the hood. What I consider to be broke is people who has a negative net worth. I think you missed it. What I consider to be broke is not people that live in the hood, because it may be people that make a sacrifice so that they can continue to grow and they do things longer so they can live the life that they want to live for the rest of their life. What I consider to be broke is not people that drive a beater car. What I consider to be broke is people that can't afford to pay their bills, but they may make $100,000 a year and they still live in paycheck to paycheck and they still got a negative net worth because they so busy focused on lifestyles instead of being focused on being productive. I think differently than people that may be around me because I read, I study, I understand the habits of what successful people do. I don't live with regret. So you're not going to sit here and tell me that, man, y'all need to get out and live your life. Get out and live what life? You can't do nothing you don't want to do. You can't buy what you want to buy. You window shopping every single day. You got a wish list on Amazon. I don't have a wish list. When I see, I buy. Because when I get ready to do something, if I don't drive my cars that often. Most of my cars got less than 5,000 miles on them. But when I decide that I want to get in one, I'm going to pick one between the four that I have for myself. And then Rita got two. And then my daughter got one. And she ain't even able to drive by herself yet. I'm going to pick the one that I want because I live the life that I want based off of the effort that I put in. I'm not sitting here complaining about systematic racism. I'm not sitting here complaining about what it is that other people are able to give me or not. I'm not sitting here asking for nobody to give me no reparations. I don't care about reparations because I'm going to reparate myself based off of the time that I decide that that is worth. That's not living. And don't get me wrong, I'm not criticizing other people that decide that that's how they want to live their life. That's not living life to me. Anybody that's ever been to Miami and you travel from over at, you know, you're driving down Biscayne and then you take the street and you go over to Miami Beach, right? Because right now I'm over in Hollywood, so I like to switch up the places that I'm at. Sometimes I'm over in Brickell, other times I'm over in Wynwood, other times I'm in Midtown, sometimes I go to Miami Beach, I stay in Miami Beach. Today I'm staying in Hollywood. because it's slightly off of the beaten path as far as where all of the stuff is happening in Miami, but it only takes me 15, 20 minutes to get into the thick of things. So I'm kind of on a vacation, right? When you look at the view, right? When you look at my view out here and you see all of that water, right? And it's on both sides. When you look at my view and you see the water on both sides, it's a little bit different for me, right? And so anybody that's driving, and we're going to get to the show, but anybody that drives from Miami over to Miami Beach, usually there's this one house, and every single time that I done came here, ever since before the pandemic, when I stayed here for like 2 to 3 months, 2.5 months, it's you go over the bridge, right? And you go over the water, and it's this boat. And it's this huge grayish blackish boat, and you can see it at the nighttime or you can see it in the daytime, right? And when you see it, it's not like a regular boat. It's not like a boat that you take out on the water or whatever. It's not even like a regular yacht. It's like a super yacht. And when I see that thing, it inspires me. It inspires me. It inspires everything in me because no car, none of these homes that I see, none of this stuff, like that's like F you money. And it don't inspire me in that I gotta have that boat so I can do it, because it's not just about chasing things, but it inspires me that I can achieve anything that I want based off of my mentality, my work ethic, and being intentional with my time, right? And so what I want out of life is different than what you want out of life. And as long as you're not doing anything illegal, then I think that it's okay. It's okay. But I'm different. I've been different my entire life. I don't even look at where I came from and say, I never want to be broke again. I'm never going back there. I'm never going back to the financial spaces that I used to be in when I was 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, even when I was making money and I was blowing it because I wasn't being intentional. I look at stuff and I go forward and up, and it's inspirational for me because it gives me incentive and it gives me insight into what the possibilities are, and that I never have to subject myself to the things that other people subject themselves to anymore. I seen a car, and you know, I was in a store and we was picking up this Rolex, and it was the guy that came in, and he came in with the Virgil Abloh. It was like an Italian guy. And what's up with all of these people here? Like, it's a bunch of like Italian slash Cuban slash guys with slick back hair, and they all of the ones that seem like they got all of the money. That's a whole other conversation. I'll talk about that later. But he had the Virgil Abloh, not the Virgil Abloh, but it was the colors, right? It was like a clay and grayish, blackish Maybach. And I was thinking to myself, I think I'm about to trade my car in and get one of them, because that's the one that I've been chasing for a while. So then we put in a call, and they said that I can come in and test drive and see if there's one available and all of that, and we're going to figure it out from there. And so it's my option. I want the option to say no. I don't want people to make available to me what I qualify for. I want the option to say no. It's not about the car. It's not about the stuff. It's not about the watches. It's not, because this watch doesn't do anything more for me than any of the watches that I paid for already, right? This is my 7th one. It doesn't do anything for me as far as excitement, but it's the fact that I can get whatever it is that I want, and I don't have to look at the price for the most part, right? I'm not getting a Bugatti Chiron and not trying to figure out how that's going to fit in the budget, right? I'm not there yet, but I'm getting there. I'm going to work there. I'm going to get there. It's about options, and when you have options, you move differently. You got a different mindset, and it's a certain type of mindset that comes with people that's able to give themselves the options to do what they want to do when they want to do it. And it's all across the board. It's with regard to fitness, this regard to, you know, your professionalism, networking, money, finances, relationships. It's all encompassing, right? So I just think differently. I move differently, and I'm always going to put myself in a position to be successful. And so that's why, you know, I don't take days off, because I don't want to. I spend time with my family. I take care of business. We have a good time. We out shopping, strolling, and all of that. But in the midst of it, I'm always going to have an objective and things that I think that I want to continue to work towards. So I'll tweak it a little bit. But, you know, you can unplug from the matrix, and you don't have to be the same thing that everybody else is in order to be successful. That's all I'm telling you. You don't have to do it the same way that everybody else do it. We already do things the way that we want to do it based off of what we want to do. Why not allow for that to continue to push you to be successful and make the modifications in that? Let's not just make the changes in the right and the wrong things. Let's also allow for ourselves to change so that we can be more productive and more successful also. All right? Let's get to it.